Audra, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg In Focus.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about the new wound care services. Tell us about this new service and really what it means to these communities.
Yeah, so the new service line, we're so happy to introduce wound care to the Galesburg region out from St. Mary Medical Center. The wound care service line is a service line that's been in Galesburg before, and we knew that there was a need there. We opened Holy Family about 4 years ago, and during that time, we saw that there was need for patients to be served in that community for wound care. For one reason or another, they really needed that access to care. And so to finally be able to get that access to care for those patients and those people in the community over there for Galesburg is just, we're so excited about that.
That's right. Well, you say this type of service has been needed locally. It sounds like that the need has been growing, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So wound care is definitely a growing need. Our patient population, our diabetics, people who, and you know, that diabetic population keeps growing and keeps growing. And so those patients are really in need of our services, as well as patients who have venous disease and arterial disease. And those patients normally have a lot going on. So this is kind of an after effect from some of those comorbidities that they have.
Yeah. So let's for listeners who may not be familiar, what exactly is wound care? What do you do?
Yeah. So wound care is a specialty. It's just like coming to wound care is if you go to your general surgeon or you're going to your orthopedic surgeon. We have specialty trained physicians and advanced practitioners, as well as our wound care nurses. We have certified wound care nurses, and they've all been through an intensive wound care program for assessing wounds, treating wounds, and we do very specialty dressings. We do specialty treatments here that can only be they can't only be done in the wound care setting, but that's what we're here for, right?
Yeah.
This is the setting for that. We're set up for that. Whereas at a primary care provider's office, they don't have the time or the bandwidth or the supplies or the treatment modalities that we offer. So we offer advanced treatment modalities, and it's a commitment. We see our patients weekly, so they have to like us. They have to enjoy it. It has to be a place where they're going to commit to it and come weekly. Happy patients heal faster.
Yeah.
So they come in. They're happy. They're doing what they're told. We're going to get them on that path to healing.
When we talk about specialized wound care, what type of wounds are we talking about?
Yeah. So I always like to say, see a wound, send it. So we're not discriminating here. So yeah. If you have a burn, come see us. You know, if we see skin tears, we see cuts that people say, now we're not emergent, right? We're not a walk-in clinic and we're not an emergency room. But if they cut themselves and they're concerned, they put a bandage on it and they're still not happy with the way it looks, they can call us or they can have their primary care provider put in a referral. But we do see a lot of our patient base are diabetic patients, patients who have arterial insufficiency, heart failure, venous insufficiency. We do see a lot of surgical wounds that don't heal,
yeah.
Skin tears, traumatic wounds, burns. All of that. We also do some non-wound conditions, so patients who have lymphedema, so they have that chronic swelling in their limbs, and we can treat those patients. You don't have to have a wound, but they come to us. We can measure them and get what they need, garments that they need to help with that issue, too.
All right. Audra Baker is the director of OSF Wound Care at OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg and Holy Family Medical Center in Monmouth. When we talk about people with diabetes, what type of wounds are we talking about typically with diabetics?
Yeah, so with diabetics, we typically see lower extremity wounds, so on their feet, soles of their feet, toes. They lose sensation that someone without diabetes, you know, so they could step on a Lego. They could be barefoot in the yard and step on a little pebble and not know. Yeah, the Lego hurts, right?
Mm-hmm.
They might not know that they've stepped on something because they've lost that sensation. So they don't know until the wound has now festered, it's now open, they're seeing drainage on a sock. So we typically see that a lot, those pressure ulcers on the bottom of their feet with their diabetic population. Sometimes they have other mixed disease, like a venous issue, where they might fester on the lower part of their leg and not so much their foot, but it could still be a diabetic wound of the lower extremity. And those patients just do not heal quickly. And so that's why it's so important, and the risk of amputation and losing their limb is so high if untreated. So that's a population that I just can't stress enough. If you're a diabetic and you have a wound, do not wait. Please come see us. Please make an appointment, because that's just a real scary
Yeah.
situation.
And when we talk about it's about specialized wound care, this is so much more specialized than simply putting on a bandage at home.
Yeah,
Correct.
yes. Yeah, definitely not a Band-Aid clinic. We do a lot of specialized treatments that, some providers who do some wound care maybe in their office really can't get. So we do compression therapies. We have multiple options of compression therapies for patients. We can get those pumps for patients with lymphedema. We do debridements every week. We also can do skin substitutes, which are they're put on the wound and they have particles in them that help to promote that new growth of healthy skin cells to build that new healthy skin tissue, kind of like doing a skin graft, except it's with one that's done in a lab with donated tissue. So we do those. We also do negative pressure wound therapy, which people might know that as a wound vac. And then we also provide the gold standard, which is a total contact cast. It is the gold standard for treating diabetic foot ulcers. And it's a cast, not like a hard cast that you might get if you broke your leg. But it's a similar cast. It's a slip-on type of a cast. It gets hard. In 24 hours, patients can walk on them, but it helps to offload those wounds. And it helps to really keep that pressure on it. And help keep that compression and then keep the dressings on for that week. So we're seeing a big decrease in patients' time to heal by using those and an increase in our healing rates.
Wonderful. Audra Baker is our guest here today for Galesburg in Focus. She's the director of OSF Wound Care at OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg and OSF Holy Family Medical Center in Monmouth. Let's take a step back and talk a little bit about you. Are you from this area?
Yeah, so I actually grew up in the metropolis, the huge town of Media, Illinois.
Oh, of course, yes.
So I grew up in Media, went to Southern High School when that existed. So so this is where I'm born and raised. I do live in Burlington, Iowa, but very familiar with all of this part of Illinois.
Yeah, sure. How did you get into healthcare? Had you always wanted to get into the medical
So I
field?
always, yes. I've known since I was in high school that I was going to get into the medical field. And I actually, I played sports at Carl Sandburg. So I was a volleyball, basketball athlete at Sandburg. And then I went down to Tennessee, continued my volleyball career, went to physician assistant school down there in Tennessee, and then moved back to the area. And I have been in various realms of healthcare, from respiratory areas, orthopedics, wound care. But I've been in wound care and managing wound care as a director for 16 years. So I was at Cottage Hospital for 10 years until that was closing. Then I traveled as an area manager for 2 years, managing wound centers that didn't have a director, and then opened Holy Family when it opened in 22, and have been here with OSF ever since.
Okay. What drew you specifically to wound care?
I think it's the same thing that a lot of people are drawn to. It's an area where you get to know your patient because it's a commitment. You're seeing them every week. So you get to know them personally, and then you truly get to see an impact on their life. Wounds really impact their quality of life. So to see them be able to do things they couldn't do before, to see them heal, to have that progression. And a lot of wound clinics, they have a bell that they ring, similar to when you're done with your cancer treatment. I'm finally healed, and it's a really big deal when these patients heal. And so it's just so awesome to have that impact. So that's why I do it.
Yeah.
It's not for the smells and the really pretty wounds that we get to see here. It's really for the impact that we have on their life and their quality of life.
Well, let's talk about that too. We talk about the positive when things go right, when things are, oh my gosh, you're able to make that happen. But that doesn't always happen that way because, for whatever reason, sometimes people just wait too long, correct? And then there's not a real great outcome, and I'm sure that's a heartbreaker for you and your
We
team.
really, we really, we really pride ourselves on our quality here. I mean, we have a 92% healing rate. So there's like 8% of our patient population that doesn't heal. That's really, really small. We're so proud of that. Patient satisfaction of 98%. That's fantastic. And our patients are healing in 24 days. And they might have had this wound for 10 years and they come to us and they're healed, you know, within a month. So that type of impact. But you're right. There's some you just can't heal. And we really pride ourselves on, we look at every patient. We look at them. We talk about them. Are they stalled? Are they not healing? What have we done? And we keep reviewing them every single week. We talk about every patient that's coming in, and even those we haven't seen in a while, to try to get them in, because it's so important to us that we do heal them and that we do every possible thing that we can to heal them. And you're right, you're not going to heal everybody. There are patients that you do everything right, everything for them, and they're just not there. And there are truly some patients that are so sick or so far gone before they come to us that amputation is truly the best thing for them. You know, they're going to be able to get a prosthetic and have their quality of life back and go for walks and ride bikes and not be in the hospital and not have a wound. So I don't love the A word. It's a real naughty word, but I do know there's patients that it is truly the best thing for them.
Audra Baker is the director of OSF Wound Care at OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg and Holy Family Medical Center in Monmouth. Let's talk about the local part of this. Why is having wound care services locally so important for the Galesburg and Monmouth areas?
Yeah, so for wound care and for wounds to heal, you have to be seen weekly and you have to be compliant. And if you don't have that access to care, then you're not going to be compliant. If you can't get to your appointments because you don't have transportation, you know, just having those resources locally are so important, because again, traveling, you know, you're going to travel 45 minutes to the next one, right? So to be able to have specialized care right here is so important. We have it in Monmouth, but I will tell you, 15 miles can feel like, you know, 100 miles for patients. So that underserved area and transportation, and so many people need transportation, that if we can just get it right there locally, and we're going to see that increase, right? They're going to be healing because they can get to their appointments, as opposed to coming one time and then saying, I can't get there anymore.
That's
You
right.
know, you haven't had that impact. So that's why it's so important. The rural areas are really underserved, and so to be able to have a specialty clinic in a rural area is so exciting.
And I can imagine that we touched upon this earlier, that earlier treatment also helps prevent bigger issues down the road, right?
So, you know, people used to say at 4 weeks, if you're not 50% healed, go to the wound clinic. That's why we say, see a wound, send it. We don't want to waste any time. The sooner you can send them to us, the sooner they can start that specialized care, the better. Same thing with if you're in the hospital. I think a lot of people don't think that if they have home health, right? They have home health, they don't need to go to the wound clinic, because I've got somebody in here looking at this, but you really need that specialized treatment. And we work very closely with home health. We love home health. We help them with guiding them on treatments. We save them a day a week to do dressings here with us. So having that approach where you're reaching out and working and networking with others is super important. So it's not like come to the wound clinic and we run the show. It's truly, we're going to work and collaborate with your providers and your home healths and to get you healed as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Audra Baker is the director of OSF Wound Care at OSF Healthcare, St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg and Holy Family Medical Center in Monmouth. We're talking about wound care, and we touched upon this, and I think we need to dig into it a little bit more, because it's important that people realize when it's time to seek wound care treatment. You mentioned this, if it's not healed in 4 weeks, but that's not the case.
No.
You're talking about what was your good rule of thumb?
See a wound, send it. So
See a
if you
wound,
have a
send it.
wound, yep, you see that wound and you're concerned, don't wait. Call your primary provider and ask for a referral, or really with us, we just say call us. Call us directly and we'll work on the back end to get that referral for you. We'll reach out to your providers and work on that for you.
Are there some warning signs that people should never ignore?
Oh, red, hot, swollen. If you have a wound and you it smells bad, it has drainage that doesn't look real nice, and it's red, hot, or swollen, do not wait. Do not wait at all for that. Yeah. Seek urgent care, go to the emergency room. I wouldn't at that point even try to get into a primary care provider. And unfortunately for the wound clinic, just as with specialty offices, we don't do walk-ins. You could try to call us, and if we have an opening, we could try to get you in. But honestly, those wounds are not emergent. But that situation, Chris, is that's an emergent.
Okay.
You need to go to the emergency room.
Yeah. And especially if you have some of these other issues like diabetic, other things like that, right? You've got to even keep a closer eye.
Absolutely. Yeah. Foot checks are key. If you're a diabetic, foot health and doing foot checks when you're diabetic is so important, like for those same reasons we talked about earlier, where you kind of lose that sensation. So keep an eye on your feet.
Yeah, that's right. And it's not even about age, is it? I mean, typically we
No.
think of, maybe people having those wound issues might be older, but that's not necessarily the case, is it?
Right. No, I mean, we've seen everything from a younger child with a burn to, in our 90s,
Yeah.
still thriving, doing all of the things. So age is definitely not a factor. I would say it's more of what comorbidities are you dealing with? We have a lot of 30-year-old diabetic patients that are here, and so definitely age is a factor, as in the older you get, the more comorbidities, the harder it is for your body to heal. That's just that's nature, right? But no, we see
That's right.
all different makes and models here.
Right. Audra Baker is the director of OSF Wound Care, and we're talking about their wound care services in Galesburg and Monmouth. What types of treatment? I know we touched upon this, but maybe we'll dig into it a little deeper here. What types of treatments or technology is available through this program?
Yeah, so when patients come here, they're going to be treated with, like we talked about, biologic skin substitutes. So having that type of technology that we can have these different types of, we have from fish scales to placental, different types of skin subs that we can use for these patients. And then, like we talked about, casts
Yeah.
and wound vacs.
This I have heard about the fish scale thing, where you actually use fish scales as a skin substitute. I'm probably
Skin
not saying that right.
substitute.
Is that right?
Yep,
Okay.
yep, yep. That's right. Yeah.
What
So we
type
do
of
have a
fi what
product
type
there.
of fish?
You know what, Chris, you put me on the spot.
Catfish?
I actually know. It's not a catfish. I do
Okay.
know that.
Yeah.
It's not a miss. It's not like a Mississippi River catfish.
Yeah.
I wish I knew off the top of my head. We just started using it.
Okay. No, it's all
But
right.
yeah.
That's
So it's interesting, right? I
it is
mean,
interesting.
we
What
have,
type of fish? Yeah. That's really cool.
So all different types.
You also mentioned the term debridement. Could you talk about that for listeners and myself who might not understand what that is?
So a debridement is a form of, I would say, cleaning up the skin so we can promote nice, healthy growth of new tissue. So debridement looks differently depending on what type of debridement is done. But it could be done with a 4x4 gauze, and you're roughing up your skin, you're roughing up that wounded area, and you want to promote bleeding. And honestly, bleeding is what is needed to start getting all the juices flowing in your wound, right? Getting all those skin cells working and reacting and promoting growth of the new skin cells in that area. So some people think just leaving it open, let it dry out, open to air. That's not how we heal a wound. We don't heal wounds when people say, well, I went ahead and I put peroxide on it.
Yeah.
Peroxide is good to clean at one time, but then it actually delays healing. So what debridements do is it can be done. Sometimes it's done with a scalpel. Sometimes it's done with what we call a curette. It looks like a tiny little spoon, and you're scraping out that dead tissue. We numb everything up. Our patients are numb when we come. We put a numbing cream on them on their wounds, and it's so important to get anything that's black, dead tissue. Not to get too gross on you, but there's something called slough that's in there, and it can be slimy, it can be yellow. That needs to come out. And in order to do that, we have to do debridements. And we do weekly debridements. And some patients think, well, you're scraping out the good tissue. No, we're cleaning out all that dead stuff so we can get nice, beefy, red, healthy tissue growth there. So that's what a debridement is.
Wow, Audra Baker is the director of OSF Wound Care. It sounds like every patient's treatment plan is different because every case is so different.
I like that you bring that up because you're exactly right. You can set two diabetic patients next to each other and think, oh, this worked for Mr. Smith. We're going to do the same thing over here. And it's just not that case. And that's why we do those meetings we talked about, where we really go through every patient every week, because something might have worked great, and we try that and say, well, that just didn't work for this person, or maybe this person had a reaction to that. So we have a variety of different types of dressings that we use, because they work a little bit differently depending on what everybody's wound needs, and you don't know until you try it. And some things work for some and don't work for others.
Well, and it sounds like wound care involves multiple providers working together. That's the thing that I've always been impressed with OSF about. It feels like there's like a team behind you that is like talking about you and working on your care. And it sounds like the wound care services are just the same way.
Yeah, we have multiple providers that have been trained to work in the wound clinic. We have two providers right now that are seeing patients with us. We have Dr. Bushmaker, who's a podiatrist, and so he just comes with us a couple half days a week and does wound care. And then we have Christina Chambers, who is our full-time wound care provider, and she has been with us for less than a year, but she's done wound care for many years. And she's been in the wound care world, loves it, breathes it. You can just feel the passion. And so it's nice to have a podiatrist and then someone with a family practice background and an extensive wound background to collaborate. And we do a lot of collaboration for these patients. We also have Pam Pachinko, who's still on. She's PRN with us, but her background was surgery, and then she was with us for wound care. So we do have a nice multidisciplinary panel of providers to see these patients.
And it sounds like it seems to me the coordination amongst all these providers is critical, right?
We have a great team within the walls of the wound clinic, but then you also talk about outside of here, right? That collaboration, you talk about OSF providers, and it's so nice to have a provider reach out to another provider, referring provider, and say, hey, I want to update you on your patient, or to refer to another provider because maybe they need a surgical procedure, or maybe we found something else, maybe we found a cancer. And so it's so great to work with those other providers and collaborate with them, because that wound is still open at the end of the day. So you send them to get their treatment that they need. Maybe they need revascularized, or maybe a skin cancer removed surgically. And then they come back to us and we continue that healing. So it's more than just what's within the walls of our hospital, but utilizing all those other advanced services that, OSF provides for our patients.
Audra Baker is the director of OSF Wound Care at OSF Healthcare, St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, and Holy Family Medical Center in Monmouth. Let's get back to your team. You mentioned you've got a podiatrist on staff. You've got the APRN. Maybe we could run through.
Sure.
I actually talked with Dr. Bushmaker about his practice, and he talked quite a bit about the diabetic issues and foot care, and it was so interesting because secretly, I think I should have been a podiatrist in my in another life, because I'm fascinated by podiatry. And so to talk to him, it was like talking to a superhero for a while,
Oh,
because I
that's great.
was so interested. But we did talk a lot about the wound care stuff, and unfortunately, he said the level or the number of amputations had been rising, but the wound care services that you provide are actually slowing that down, which is pretty amazing.
That's true. And you know what? He is a big proponent of this wound care clinic, even though he's at Holy Family a half day and St. Mary's a half day, but he really pushed to get this service line started with OSF. And so he's very, very passionate about the service that this provides to the community.
Absolutely. And your APRN, Christina Chambers, we talked about her, right? And how about your nursing team?
Oh my goodness. So my nursing team is so great. I mean, they're the ones that the patients have to like to see every week, right? So we have Tina Canada. She's an RN case manager, and she's been here since we opened. People know her from her years doing diabetic education. She's done a lot in the community, and we're so lucky to have her with us. We have Kelly Cantwell, who's also an RN case manager with us, and she's been with us for a few years, and just so fun, a wealth of knowledge, loves wound care. We have a newer nurse with us. Her name is Kirsty, and she's only been with us for a couple weeks, but we haven't lost her yet, so it's a good sign. She's in it and she's loving it. We have our nurse manager. Her name is Samantha. She's been with us for a few months. She's actually down in Florida right now doing some wound care training. So, she's in the thick of it right now. So lucky to have her. And then we also have Ann Wagner. She's our front office, but she's also clinical. So she works front and she can also work back and help do vitals and take off dressings and stuff. And the staff that we have, we share amongst both locations. So we divide and conquer to serve these patients.
Well, let's talk about accessing services. If someone thinks they may benefit from wound care services, what's the first thing they should do?
Yeah, so if they think that they need these services, you can call us directly. We share one phone number for both locations, so we can send you to wherever's closest for you. If you need to be at Holy Family, you need to be at St. Mary's. We want, again, ease of access, right? We want you to have access to the care that you need. So they can call us directly. That's the quickest direct route, and then we can get the referral on the back end from your provider. Otherwise, going to the provider and asking for a referral.
Is a referral always necessary?
For insurances, referrals are nowadays, yes, referrals are necessary.
Gotcha.
It's just a safekeeping for the patient and for us to go ahead and get that.
Gotcha. Audra Baker is the director of OSF Wound Care, and it sounds like this is you've got a very passionate group of people. You've mentioned that many times from the providers that are helping in the services. What excites you most about bringing this service to Galesburg and the Monmouth areas?
Yeah, well, I think to be able to expand to Galesburg, I'm so excited about it because we've been open at Monmouth for 4 years now, and we have won clinical excellence quality awards. And that just speaks to the care that we're giving here. So to be able to just extend that same type of quality care to that community, that's what excites me so much is now these people who didn't have access to this, now we can be, at their back door. And provide that quality of service to them that they so badly need.
So you've been doing this for, nearly 2 decades in the wound care
Yeesh.
side of it. And you've seen so many changes as far as technology and things continue to improve. What are some things that are coming you don't have available now, but you know that's coming up in the future that you're really excited about that is going to make an even bigger impact in the in your numbers when it talks about people healing better and faster?
So I think it's being able to have the access to the things that are coming. I know that there are some advanced modalities that we don't offer right now, that obviously you'd love to see, right? Like hyperbaric oxygen therapy. It's fantastic. It's such a great thing to heal a wound. We don't offer that, but who knows what the future holds. But then there's also things such as like 3C patches where you're drawing your patient's blood and you're spinning it down and you're then taking that plasma and creating a patch onto that patient's wound.
Oh my
So there's
gosh.
a lot of neat things that you can do. I'd say we do a lot of advanced modalities. I'm sure there's a ton more out there that we're not, that aren't being utilized, but I feel like we're pretty advanced.
Audra, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg in Focus. We appreciate the time you took, and thank you to you and your mission partners for everything you do. And it's so exciting to have this expand into the Galesburg area.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Audra, one more time, where can people learn more or schedule an appointment with the wound care service?
Yeah, well, you can always learn more by going to the website. Go to St. Mary Medical Center, go to the website, and you can find our service line there and information. But you can call us directly at 309-734-1408. That phone will be answered Monday through Friday. So you can always give us a call that way as the best way to access us. And then if you're in the area and you want to pop in and request an appointment, we're physically at the St. Mary location on Wednesday mornings and Fridays right now. So we're located, it's actually the medical office building. So we're not within the walls of the hospital. We're actually in the medical group building on campus, but across the parking lot. Our entrance faces St. Mary's. We're located behind the Cancer Care Center. So that's where we're located. You won't find us within the hospital. We're actually out there.